This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. The esports sector has generated more than $1.5 billion in revenue in 2017, according to reports by gaming data company Super Data Research. It's been an explosive year for professional gaming. Titles like Overwatch, League of Legends and Dota gathered viewership figures via streaming platforms in numbers that we've never seen before. And this growth is not going to slow down. Over here in Malaysia, we have some really great professional gamers, but there's always room to grow and groom more of them. Enter the Academy of Esports, an education institute that offers certification level education in the form of programs on gaming techniques as well as soft skills as critical thinking, problem solving, strategic planning, teamwork, conflict management and communication skills. And here with me today is...
Hi, my name is Kieran. I'm the principal and head coach of the Academy of Esports. And for the Academy of Esports, what it actually does is actually equips students with the knowledge and skills to be involved in the industry of esports.
You're the head coach of the Academy of Esports. Does that mean, like, you know, in the traditional business, it's the founder, the CEO, or...
Yeah, technically, the founder.
So instead of, you know, saying the founder of the Academy of Esports, the head coach of the Academy.
Yeah, we are setting it as a head coach.
Perhaps we start off with a bit more detail on what the Academy of Esports is all about, and then later on, why you decide to, you know, have titles like head coach and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So what exactly is the Academy of Esports here?
Yeah, so Academy of Esports technically is an education platform. It's focused into the skilled job for esports, where we want to make sure that, you know, when the students get involved, they actually gain the skills that prepare them for the esports industry. So skills like, you know, playing the game itself, that's definitely one. Then maybe video editing, media ethics, like what we are doing right now.
Right.
Having an interview or being involved in a sponsorship contracts, learning what a contract is about. Yeah, so they actually gain these type of skills that will help them further their career in the esports industry.
What triggered you to do something like this? Because when did the Academy of Esports begin?
Wow. Technically, it began on the 2nd of October. Uh-huh. That's when it...
Of 2017?
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right.
When it officially launched.
Okay.
But the whole idea came, it was 2 years back when I was still...
I thought you were going to say 2 years old. I was like, wow, okay. It was a long time in the making.
Right? Yeah.
2 years ago, you decided to... You had an idea. But what triggered this?
Yeah, so pretty much it was just... Because I was back then, I was a professional player in this game called Heroes of New Earth.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and there were times where, you know, we have to do interviews, you know, and we have to be on the international stage and all. But then I noticed that not many Southeast Asian players are actually good at doing interviews. Yeah, it's actually very sad.
They're great at playing games.
Yeah, they're great at the game. But, you know, when it comes down to, you know, talking, or, you know, if you're sponsored, you need to have that certain public image, you know, or to have a, you know, give benefit.
Identity. Give
sense, correct. Right? Okay. So it started from there. You know, I don't see it in the industry at that time. So I was like, you know what? We need to educate the esports industry in that way.
So what took you 2 years before it became what it is now, which is the Academy of Esports? What went on in that 2 years?
Wow, so much. So much things, man.
We have time, buddy.
So much Starbucks, man. Yeah, so we had all our meetings at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Pretty much, it was always the idea. You know, even when the idea came in, we were just like thinking of marketing and what we're going to do, you know, what the cost structure that we're going to educate the esports industry on. And there were so many things. Well, I think the biggest thing that I can highlight in that 2 years was actually the part where we actually start doing... We wanted to execute something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this was the first execution, you would say? Right, okay.
Correct.
So the first execution, you saw traction?
It's not more of a... It's not a traction. It's more of like, we get to talk to these investors. We get to talk to the brands. We get to talk to, you know, people who want to be involved in the esports industry. Because before that, it was always talking among us. And then, like, I have this idea, we have that idea. And then
it's just
always
an idea.
Yeah, it's always an idea. So it was after maybe a year and a half, or maybe a year and a quarter, something like that, where we actually make the first step of, like, you know what, instead of the Esports Academy, why not we start with a tournament instead? Yeah.
So you did your own tournament?
Yeah, but it didn't launch. It was more of, from that idea, we start using that to talk to people.
Right.
Yeah, and from there, people just, you know, they're like, oh, this is a great idea. And then move on. And then suddenly we came into our investors. So Iskandar Investment Berhad is our investor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying like, look, we love this idea. Why not have something bigger than this? So that's where, I think, have you heard of the Major League?
Explain.
Yeah, so there's this Asia's Dota 2 tournament, mm-hmm. which was held in Edu City. Yeah, so top teams from all of Asia actually came down, China, Indonesia, Philippines.
Right.
Yeah, so they came down and compete. So that idea actually came from the tournament that I was thinking about.
Ah.
It was way back then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So when Iskandar asked, they said like, you know what? Do you have something in mind that besides on a yearly basis, one tournament, what else do you have installed?
Mm.
So that's where we actually pitched about the academy.
Right.
And they loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And well, from then, when they loved it, though, to build the academy, you have to, you know, you call yourself the head coach.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's training involved here because it feels like I'm joining a football club
yeah.
when you know, I'm part of the Academy of Esports now. It feels like I'm in a football club, so I've got a trainer, I've got a coach.
Mm-hmm.
How do you decide on what needs to be thought in the, you know, esports community? Because I'm sure there's like no proper framework
Correct.
Or guideline in the global space that yeah. has something like this.
Yeah.
Or is there?
No, there isn't.
Ah.
So pretty much I actually start talking to the industry experts. I talked to brands like Mineski, talked to brands like Orange. So these were teams that were tier one teams in the Dota 2.
Tier one means full professional. These are the top in the industry. You want to be like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know? So actually talk to them, get to have their ideas, and then I integrate my own ideas into it.
Mm.
And that's where the cost structure start coming up
mm-hmm.
to actually, you know, this is how we want to educate them and to make sure that when they are educated, these are the skills that they learn.
Mm.
Yeah, so in the academy, we actually give a lot of muscle memory. Yeah, because it's a skilled job and it always comes down to muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we believe. So that's why we actually set up names like, you know, coaches, you know,
yeah.
principal, you know, it's an education and we want you to, you know, continuously use that skill.
Mm. Well, a lot of people, when they look at something just on paper, they see the Academy of Esports, they would think that, you know, you guys are teaching me how to be really good at this particular game.
Yeah.
But that's not what you do, right? You don't actually, you know, teach people how to be good at that particular game. You teach them everything but the game itself. Is that right?
No, the game we do.
The game itself?
Yeah.
All right.
So we ourselves, we the coaches in the Academy, we are sort of the professionals before.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so we do have the expertise in, you know, coaching them, making sure that they have the mindset of a professional player.
Mm.
Yeah, so yes, we do teach them to be professional players, but we cannot confirm that, you know, you're going to represent the country.
Right.
It still comes down to your hard work, you know.
Mm.
We can't promise you that you'll be in the stage.
You mentioned professional player mindset.
Yeah.
What is different about a professional player mindset than, say, me, a casual gamer?
Okay. Do you play Dota?
Unfortunately, no. And I will get a lot of flag for this. but I don't. I do understand the game, but I know friends who play the game.
Okay.
I kind of understand the game.
Yeah.
I just don't play it. But
okay.
Yeah.
So I think from when I say this, maybe you understand a little
yeah.
bit. So usually, a casual gamer, they'll play the game. And then maybe, okay, this game is going to last 45 minutes
mm-hmm.
to 50 minutes. But in a professional mindset, you don't think like that.
Mm.
You got to think the game in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, your first 5 minutes is what you got to do. And then let's say if the first 5 minutes fail, you got to decide on what you're going to do on the next 5, 6 to 10 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah, so we actually educate the students to have this type of muscle memory,
mm.
you know, to be able to think in the game, not just playing it, but you actually think. And then you also have the habits of like watching replays, learning from your mistakes, this type of stuff.
Mm. What do you think is about the esports community over the past year in 2017 that we've seen so many more tournaments coming up, a lot of money is being thrown at it, brands are getting onto it that, you know, we've never seen them established with the gaming community. They're now, you know, brands are all jumping into this.
Yeah.
What is it about esports, which, you know, gaming has been around for many years now. I don't remember if you know this, but, you know, when I was growing up, I used to, you know, go to Sungai Wang, and if it was me who's playing the arcade machine itself, it would be mm-hmm. great. But I'm surrounded with so many people
yeah.
who's watching, and then you take turns, and
yeah.
you know, it's kind of like the culture's been around for many years now. But mm-hmm. why do you think brands and the money, just the millions of US dollars being thrown at it into the gaming community?
Yeah, I think I have the perfect answer for that. Yeah, so just think of it this way. Like the generation we are in right now, we only know about esports. But the generations after us, everyone below, they're going to be involved in esports. You know, they're going to be on their phones. Everybody's going to have a computer one day.
Yeah, one kid is going to be born with a phone. That's all, you know, right, guys?
Yeah, so pretty much that's the thing. You know, if you want to continue to be involved in the industry, let's say whatever brand you are, you got to hit these people.
Yeah.
And the way to their heart or to the things that they're seeing would be games.
So what kind of games that goes on? I know Dota 2 is part of it. You mentioned about it. What other games are in the Academy of Esports here?
At the moment, we are only focused on Dota 2.
Right. Why so?
Because we believe that's the booming game at the moment in Malaysia. And it's the game where we are really good at. Yeah, Malaysians are really good at Dota 2.
Really?
Yeah, we seem to be representing a lot. Like, I think we had a record of most Malaysians in one of the international stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, so then let's then lead on to the people that we have here. And do you see enough of that mindset that you talk about, the professional gaming mindset? Mm-hmm. Do you see it enough? Are we hungry enough, or do we understand it enough, or it's just more of, you know, we see kids in cyber cafes all thinking that, you know, it's you know, the more they play, it's only a matter of time before, you know, the $1 million check is going to come into their bank account. Yeah. Do you see enough of hunger in the sense of understanding what it actually takes to be a gamer? Why there's so little percentage of, you know, gaming players who actually be successful?
Yeah. So yeah, we noticed that. So we're actually running a boot camp right now at the Academy of Esports. So it began on the 7th of October and it's ending on the 23rd of December. So on a weekly basis, it's a 5.5-day boot camp. And these players actually come in. These styles, you know the ones that you say at the cyber cafes, they're playing long hours.
And so many hours on the cyber cafe.
Yeah, correct. So we actually noticed the changes in them. Like, you know, they come for a week, and then sometimes they come back the second week. And when they learn the things that they learn in the first week, they apply it for the second week, you actually see that they are improving so much more by just understanding how a professional player thinks. Yeah, so, yeah, I think that's a huge number. They don't know. They don't know it yet. They just need somebody to educate them. You know, just tell them, like, you know, this is actually how a professional player thinks.
Right.
Yeah, but, of course, there are also those players where it's like the 1%. They are like, born with, they're geniuses, you know, geniuses in their time, where they're just so good, you know. There's like 17-year-old who's like the top 10 in Malaysia or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we do have the talent.
Exactly.
I'm speaking to Kieran Lum. He's from the Academy of Esports. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll find out just what exactly goes on into the Academy of Esports if I was to enroll for this academy and become a professional gamer. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Kieran Lum from the Academy of Esports. And early on, we talked about what goes on in the academy. What is it all about? How did you start this whole journey itself? And, you know, is there a real career path? It seems like it now. It's a lot more visible at this point of time.
Yeah.
But what goes on within the academy itself? Like, do I just sit there and play games all the while?
Okay, so
that'll be a dream come true.
Sort of. Okay, so in the academy, we have two programs. One program will be a professional athlete program, and one more will be a esports events manager program. Yeah. So I think on the esports event manager program, it's quite straightforward. It's very technical. Everything is into like production, you know, storytelling, a little bit of, you know, understanding talent management.
This is for those who want to do an event around the esports to understand the community, how they work and operate. Oh, okay. All right.
So like, if you think about esports events, it's actually hosted in different ways. Like first-person shooter, CSGO, or Overwatch. These types, they're hosted in different ways. Dota 2 is something else. And right now, the biggest thing will be the phones. Mobile games. Yeah, so mobile games are also hosted in different ways in the esports industry. Yeah, so we want to educate them in all these different lines. So, you know, when they go out and work, they are not just at this game.
Yeah.
You know, I can actually host an esports event, any esports event.
Ah.
Yeah, so that's where we specialize specifically
okay.
in the esports event management program. Okay, whereas for the professional program, that's something new. That's something that you've never seen before in the world. Yeah. So, the first thing that you come in, you actually learn about financial management. Yeah. So, it's just something very simple.
Yeah.
Because we always believe that, you know, you don't, you know, come into esports industry and, you know, they're just going to pay you $5,000 a month.
Of course.
You know, you're going to start from, you know, tier 2, tier 3. That's where you slowly go into a tier 1. Okay. When you're in a tier 1, you can still have financial management, but you know, you have a stable income then. Yeah, but during your tier 3 and tier 2 time, you need to have that financial management. You know, you need, let's say you're only getting like 800 a month.
Wow.
You know, you got to figure out, like, you know, how you're going to do it. You know, I think in a way, certain kids or children, they already ingrained into them by their parents. You know, sometimes parents, they give you a monthly allowance of like 500 ringgit. Yeah. You got to figure out how you're going to manage that.
You keep 490, you spend 10 ringgit. That's what I do.
Yeah, something like that. You know, you got to figure out yourself, you know, how you're going to manage it. But in Academy Esports, that's the first thing we're going to educate you on. So we want to make sure that, you know, when you get into when you be involved in the esports industry, you don't, you know, go bankrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And then a little bit other things that I can tell you about will be the personality test.
Yeah, this is how to be a brand itself, to be like a brand?
Yeah, sort of. So it's a professional development thing. Yeah, so it's just to make sure that you understand yourself. And the games you're playing is always in a, it's a team-based game. Yeah, so team-based game, it's impossible that you're having five people with the same mindset and same perspective. It's always different perspective. So these students that actually come in, they actually understand, like, you know what, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm bad at. I got to figure out how I'm going to balance it out.
Play between your strengths. And
Correct. So that's the personality test. Then moving forward will be more of the player fundamentals, you know, media ethics, video editing.
Wow. How long is this whole process of?
It's itself? 8 months long.
And it's a proper course, as in it's a daily or like...
So it's 1,600 hours.
1,600 hours in total?
In total.
Right. And what's the cost like for any, you know, aspiring gamers here who are interested in enrolling themselves with the Esports Academy?
Yeah, so for local, it'll be 8,500 ringgit. And for international, I believe it's 11,500 ringgit. Yeah. So, like, I want to highlight will be the for the Esports Athlete Program, where these students come in, they actually learn the different skills, you know? They understand different careers that they can be involved in. Yeah, so...
What are the different careers that they could be in besides just a professional gamer?
Yeah, exactly. You know, whenever you think you look at esports, you always think of the player.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who's playing it and he's going to be on stage and he's going to win millions.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just not it. If you think about it, you know, there's the analysts, the commentators, the casters, journalists... ones who is doing, you know, DJs like you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so, you're speaking directly at me now. Wow, okay.
So this type of fields that they can be involved in. Even social media management, as a manager for a team. Yeah, there's so many other views and platforms for these students, you know. And pretty much it's for those like, you know, I have that passion for esports. Okay, I'm sure that every esports player wants to go to the highest stage, which is the internationals.
Yeah.
You know, but... not everybody's going to make it.
Yeah.
This is the harsh truth about it. You know, it's life.
Yeah. I think if you break down the amount of gamers you have in the world to, you know, professional gamers who've made it to the top, the percentage is so low.
It's
really tiny.
So, you know, you have the love for it. You have the passion for it. Try the different avenues of it. Yeah. It's not necessary. You just have to be a player.
And where's the academy located at?
It's at Medini. Medini Iskandar.
Yeah,
so technically, if you see Legoland, you'll see our academy.
So the reason why it's in Johor is because of course, your investment, Iskandar's investment into this, and why this whole thing existed is because of, you know, the Iskandar development itself. Has that then presented you a different challenge or thrown you sort of a different way? Was your plan to actually build the academy in a more central area, in a central region? Or, you know, whatever comes, you take in that sense.
Initially, it was in KL. We did think a lot that it should be in KL. Because, you know, that's where, you know, transport are easy, you know, easier to expand and everything. But then, now that we think about it, when we are, like, there physically, you know, then we, like, notice, like, you know, this is actually a good place. You know, because it's quiet, you know, there's not so much distractions.
Yeah,
and when students come here, this is the things that they can fully focus on. Because there's no other distractions. There's balls or anything that, during your free time, you're just going to go.
And being a professional gamer, focus.
Yes.
Giving that 100% focus is so critical.
Yes, correct.
So you'd isolate them from the real world and, you know, store them in this room somewhere.
Yeah.
And train, basically. Yeah,
correct. And
so what's been the challenge that you faced since it's only been a few months now. But what's been, like, the biggest challenge that has, you know, made you probably, you know, gone a few days without sleep in trying to, you know, crack this challenge?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much making it's pretty much marketing, technically, is to make sure that, you know, when people look at us, look at the Academy of Esports, they don't just think of the players, you know. I want them to understand that, you know, this academy, we don't groom you into a player, you know. We give you the skills to be involved in esports. Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's the challenge that we face a lot. Where, you know, when parents give us a call and everything, you know, to be honest,
are y'all just playing games all the time?
Yeah, but parents have been so supportive.
Ah,
they've been very supportive.
Because they see the money that these kids have, they could possibly win, perhaps.
Yeah, correct. Mm. And the, you know, initially back in my days, or you know, back in the older generations, we didn't have our parents' support.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and now actually, you know, getting phone calls from the parents and them explaining like, I want to know more about esports, I want to get involved in my kids' children's life and all. Mm. And they go off their way to get this information to understand what their children are doing.
Mm.
Yeah. So like the challenge I want to say is more of they don't understand esports yet.
Right.
You know?
It's still very surface level understanding.
Yeah, correct. And it's that, and marketing can only bring you so far.
Mm.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, I still want people to understand, you know, it's like, it's not just playing. There's so much more.
Mm. Yeah. And with that though, like, because there seems to be a traction that's been going on in the esports gaming sector. Mm-hmm. We see, you know, as I mentioned, we see a lot more events coming out. We see a lot more, you know, people are live streaming. You know, Astro has a dedicated channel to this. I used to have a gaming show. Everyone's jumping on this bandwagon. Mm-hmm. But there are some that are arguing that this could just be a fad. And it will probably just, you know, die off in a matter of years before something else comes into play. You know, virtual reality where everyone then, you know, just goes back to their own homes and be with their own selves. Do you think the esports community boomed too quickly that, you know, now we seem to have a problem in catching up, or it's like a fad? Or do you see the progression level actually is very strong and Malaysia has a pathway into this?
It's a good question. To be honest, I think it's not just a fad. It's going to boom. And I believe there's a few reports like by NewZoo and a few UK universities. They're like looking at the economic universities. So I believe they're looking at 2020 to be the industry to be worth like $5 billion US dollars. Yeah, so, and I don't think it's going to die anytime soon. Because like you see even like F1, they are moving into esports. They're looking at AirAsia. AirAsia is moving into esports.
Mm.
You know, huge industries like this are going into esports. And I don't think, you know, they're going in with this, like, you know, I'm just going to test it out.
Yeah.
You know, they're going like full force in. Mm. Like, I believe like F1, even virtual reality, I would say virtual reality would be involved in esports. Like F1, I believe they have augmented reality, AR and VR, where they actually get you to train with the champions of previous F1 races.
Wow.
Yeah, so this, you just imagine that way, you know. I'm an F1 driver, you know, I want to get into the big scene. I'm going to be training in AR and virtual reality against these champions.
Yeah.
So imagine what the day that I step into F1, the circuit, I know that I can beat these champions because I can beat them in the game.
Mentally, you would be so prepared already by now.
Right. Yeah.
With that though, what's in store for 2018 for the Academy of Esports? What are you planning to grow more?
Yeah, so think of more games. I believe one of the teaser I can tell you guys will be a first-person shooter.
Aha!
Yeah, so it's between Overwatch or CSGO.
Ooh,
yeah,
okay.
And one of the mobile games. Mm-hmm. And also, we are looking into hosting an in-house league.
Mm.
A league meaning, you know, like Division 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then people actually take play games and they slowly climb the ladder.
Right.
Yeah, and then head into the seasons. Mm. Yeah.
And where can people find out more about the Academy of Esports if, you know, they've listened to this and they definitely feel that this is something that they could do during, you know, the few months that they have, you know, breaks that they have. Where can people find out just more information about all this?
Yeah, so you can check our website, www.academyofesports.com.my. You can also check out our Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, we're always there.
Mm.
So, you know, we are literally esports. So we are on our computer and our phone
all the time. Yeah, definitely. All the time. Yeah. Kieran, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And I wish you all the best. And hopefully the next year, you know, I will bring you again on the show and let's talk about some of the new games that you have. And I would love to see what is the first-person shooter game that you will be including into your academy. So I've been speaking to Kieran Lam. He's the head coach of the Academy of Esports. And this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.